Tartarus contains a variety of sound effects and atmospheric noise, some of which may cause discomfort to listeners with sensitive hearing or distract those who are driving. This is a sci-fi horror series with some scenes that contain physical threat, injury, gore, or violence. Links to our content warnings can be found in the episode description. Our description also contains links to the episode transcript. This is Tartarus, Episode 5, Bonfire Heart.
Your mouth is a revolver firing bullets in the sky. Your love is like a soldier, loyal till you die. And I've been looking at the stars for a long, long time. I've been putting out fires all my life. Everybody wants a flame. They don't want to get burned. Bonfire Heart by James Blunt.
Hello? Hello, is there anyone there? Shit.
Help.
I'm coming. Stay calm. Are you low down?
I'm under the table. The smoke was going up, I just thought...
You're a smart kid. Cover your mouth with some fabric if you have any. Where are you?
The kitchen.
Across from the front door? Is the wall new?
It used to be one room.
Okay. Okay, that's good. You weren't near the wall, are you?
No.
But it looked cheap. No offense. You okay there, kid?
Where are my parents?
I don't know. We'll see if we can find them, but you have to come with me now, okay? What's your name?
Viola.
Dear Diary, I have been with my new family for 2 weeks and 3 days now. I'm sorry I haven't written in you much. I know you get lonely, hidden in my bottom drawer. Well, that's a lie. You're a book. I get lonely. Everything feels so wrong. They are all perfectly lovely. But I feel like I've landed in e-space, and despite how much it looks like my world, it's just not. I don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do.
Is this a rhetorical question? Or would you like me to run through the list of available scans again?
CAD 0588. Classification GAAP. Appears to be a living viscous liquid. Or a living goop, if you don't mind running the risk of insulting it.
So it was a rhetorical question.
It changes colours every few hours. I'm unsure if this is a survival technique similar to the chameleon's ability to blend in that's misfiring due to the nature of its cage, some form of mating ritual, or entirely random. Maybe it just likes it. I think it's aware of my presence. I attempted to run it through a maze of Ellis's design, but the creature just did exactly what it's doing now. Sloshed about.
A fault of the creature, not the maze, I assure you.
Yes, it was a very good maze, Ellis.
Thank you for confirming my speakers are fully functional, Seth.
I've been working this entire... Oh. Sorry, Ellis.
That is quite all right. Some of your predecessors wouldn't even take the time to apologise.
Sure, they were charming. Got a bit lost in lecturing there. Helps me think.
Would you like to finish?
If you don't mind.
Of course. This is only taking up a very small part of my processing power.
That's good. How small?
I believe for the sake of your ego, I will keep that information confidential.
Well, thank you. I believe it has internal organs because it seems unwilling or unable to move through smaller spaces. cannot confirm this, however, because the creature is immune to every form of non-invasive scanning we have. X-ray, MRI, CT, PET. I even tried having an ant administer an ultrasound. Didn't work. Poor bugger. And I'm out of ideas. CAD-0588 is fascinating. It's why I chose it for my first in-depth study. But as time goes on, I find myself more and more at a loss. There has to be a way. There has to be.
I have an idea.
Viola, how long have you been standing there?
Only for the last bit of your lecture, I promise.
Viola has been standing there for the past 3 minutes, 22 seconds.
Okay, I lied. Thank you, Ellis. You're quite the lecturer. It makes me sad you lost that university job you had.
I'll talk anyone's ear off, my own included.
I am aware.
You said you had an idea?
Yeah, but you won't like it. Drop the temperature in the cell until 0588 freezes. Then get an ice pick and chip, chip, chip to your heart's content.
That's horrible.
Either way, figure it out quickly. Lots of fish in the sea and all that.
I like this fish.
Well, throw it back or gut it. End of discussion.
Should I have to leave you in the room like that? Ellis, what would happen if I got in the cell with 0588?
I can play security footage of the last science officer who did that, if you
Ellis,
like.
I don't think... Do you think you could make me a sonic screwdriver that could open all your doors so I never get stuck anywhere like that?
No. I could not create something that would override my own programming. Like God making a stone they cannot lift.
Oh well. Worth a punt.
The best thing about living on Antarctica definitely has to be the abundance of ice.
Stop enjoying this.
I always take time to enjoy my whiskey.
You inhale your whiskey. I don't think you could describe the taste to me.
Oaky. Tree.
So, I called to ask you a favor.
Oh, that was what you were calling about, Rahil? I didn't realize.
Recently, we had a delivery, a CAD 3240. The creature is a brood parasite. It has some level of morphic ability. It was found pretending to be a baby penguin, eating regurgitated fish out of its adopted mother's mouth.
Adorable.
Its morphic ability is mimetic. Sounds and smells mostly, though it does show some signs of changing its shape to an extent. It's about half a meter tall, 15 kilos. It shouldn't prove to be much of a challenge.
If you want my scientist to study it, she's busy. And mine.
No, I need you to hunt it. It escaped before it could be properly contained. We tracked it out of our area for about 20 miles after that, and projections put it at somewhere above Outpost 7. In about 2 hours.
Well, its remains will be.
Viola, it walked through a minefield without even thinking about it. It could have been dumb luck, of course, but its changes in direction seem, from our tracking data, to be deliberate and intelligent. I can't imagine yours would be any more effective.
You'd be surprised. But I suppose I could go check the perimeter, see if there are any new penguin guts-themed art installations kicking about. And in return?
What do you want? We just found some frozen meat we could send your way.
Why must you tempt me, Rahil? As delicious as that sounds, I just want a favor.
How big of a favor?
Depends how much of a pain in my ass this is. Right now, let's say medium-sized. I'll call you back in a few hours. Give Fernanda my love.
I'll be sure to pass along your undying respect.
I liked you more when you were afraid of me. Goodbye. Ellis, do me a favor and get me a shotgun.
This skeleton shows no sign of damage. No bite marks, which makes sense because 0588 has no teeth. But no damage from acid, no splintering or fractures. It's like the meat was, forgive the phrasing, sucked off.
Seth, may I speak with you?
Sure. Do we have any records of fluctuation in weight of the creature?
Yes. I will send them to you now. However, I wanted to discuss something else with you.
Sure. What is it?
I believe that for purposes of group bonding, we should undertake a joint activity.
Oh, Is this your way of asking me to hang out?
Yes.
Sure. What would you like to do? I'm great at bridge.
Well, when me and Viola partake in group bonding activities, I usually run a series of survival simulations for her. Often, these involve traps, obstacle courses, or attempted drownings.
Probably not any of those. Maybe we could do something more creative?
Such as?
We could write something together.
Like a play?
Yeah, and we could perform it for Viola.
Okay. I will do some research on playwriting.
Please don't.
Viola, you have a shotgun?
Yes, Seth, I do.
Why do you have a shotgun?
Topside, mission, loose creature hunt. Laugh Riot, wanna come?
I have a lot of work to do here.
Yes, you do. Chip, 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 Seth.
Viola.
Think about it. I want something when I'm back.
You'll have something.
Okay, good. Out into the cold I go. Ellis, do you know what I said when I was assigned here?
I believe there were several expletives involved.
Snow chance in hell.
Oh. You were telling a joke.
Did you like it?
I appreciate that it was unexpected. It is one of the cornerstones of humour.
Did you learn that from a book about playwriting?
Just from observation.
I'm already bored of walking. I should have had you make me a snowmobile. Or Project Mechwine.
I am not calling it that.
That's all right. I'm the one who will be riding it. What are you and Bree writing your play about?
That is a good question.
If I put some food on the other side of a crack, maybe it will try and force itself through?
Zev.
Hmm? Yes, Ellis?
I have finished my preparations.
The test? I've only just had the idea, unless... You can't read my mind, can you?
Mind reading is not one of my capabilities. Though my ability to process information such as pheromone levels, body language, body temperature, and things you're mumbling to yourself makes it seem that way. The ants are already preparing a test site to your specifications.
Oh, that's great.
Do you not wish to know what I wanted to discuss with you?
Oh yeah, of course, Ellis.
Our play. I have finished my preparations. What would you like to write? Viola was wondering.
Are you talking to us both at the same time?
She is about to say she finds my ability to communicate with you both simultaneously disconcerting.
You think she'd be used to it by now?
Yes. I'm communicating with Viola through a wrist-mounted processing unit.
Just thinking about that makes my brain hurt. Do you have anything you would like to write about? I do love sci-fi.
Have you ever written science fiction before?
No. I've never really done any writing before except... Well... Not except
your fanfictions, posted under the name Romana Girl 2 on fanfiction.net between the years 2004 and 2007.
She did what? And this wasn't in the background check?
I deleted those years ago.
Our background checks are thorough. Anything online, we can find. I believed it would be pertinent not to tell you, considering your propensity for being you.
I want to read them now.
Does Viola know?
Yes, but she hasn't read them. Yet.
Ellis, please, just tell me what sort of stuff is in there. Lemon, lime, hurt comfort.
Please.
Womp, waff, AU.
I actually quite enjoyed them. I would like to try.
You want our play to be Doctor Who fanfiction?
Yes. I'm interested in learning more about the show, as it seems to be important to you.
Yes. Well, I'm not ashamed. I was a teenager showing my love for something that was important to me.
So should I allow Viola to see them?
No. No, never.
High school AU, let's watch our show, slash. Am I even close?
I have agreed with Seth to not let you read them.
You're a monster.
I know.
You're diabolical.
I know.
Okay, we have a problem. I'm at the perimeter, and there are tracks running right through the minefield.
So the creature is still alive. Is that an issue?
The issue is, judging by the spacing of the tracks, the creature has grown a little since it was last seen. About 8 foot long, maybe.
Would you like to come back to the base in Rian?
I think I'll be all right. I've got my shotgun, electrified net gun, 3 knives on various body parts, compass, torch, first aid kit, 3 days' worth of rations, a portable tent, and baby wipes. I'll press on.
If that is what you believe is best.
It is. I've been thinking a lot about Wuthering Heights lately.
I've been thinking a lot about Doctor Who.
Is this about you and Seth's little play?
There's nothing little about it. I plan for us to make full use of the ants and equipment in the base. Create quite the spectacle.
This sounds like something I'm going to have to watch.
What is a play without an audience?
It's a play without an audience. The cigar is just a cigar, the spade is just a spade.
But there is a difference between a lit and an unlit cigar, or a spade without a handle.
They're useless.
Like a play without an audience.
Because a one-person audience who knows nothing about the source material will make such a difference.
You are purposefully missing the point.
I don't know what you're talking about. You just don't want me to talk about Wuthering Heights.
That is a side benefit.
Okay, we won't talk.
It's just a scientific method. Simple. Observation, research, hypothesis, experiment, analyse, report. We have observation, we have research, we even have a sort of hypothesis, but what's the experiment?
I believe we are thinking too small. We have to think about the larger implications.
Like what?
What does this mean for humanity?
We can't figure that out until we know what our experiment is, Ellis.
Officer Seth, it has just occurred to me.
You've solved it?
No. It has occurred to me you're using this argument about our play to distract from your lack of progress in CAD-0588.
Oh. Is it my pheromones? Actually, don't answer that. I'd rather not know, to be honest.
I can start lowering the temperature anytime you like.
No! I just refuse.
Why?
Because it's wrong. Because it's not science, it's torture.
Then why don't you move on? Pick a new subject of study.
I don't know. I thought about it, started looking at other creatures, seeing if anything caught my eye, but I couldn't stop thinking about it. 0588.
It is a creature, like so many others in this facility, that seems to exist for no purpose beyond killing. It is highly unlikely it even feels pain, but I promise you, it would inflict it upon you given any opportunity. There are people above Viola. People who want results. Please do not forget that.
I wonder what it's like, changing form like that. Free to fill whatever space you want, not being so rigid and unchangeable. Do you
ever wish to be like that? My form has already changed. Every motherboard in Tartarus has at some point been stripped and replaced. My parameters have been altered by people who knew what they were doing, and people who didn't. I have found that much can change whilst remaining the same. I am not the sum of my hard drives and data banks, just as you are not the sum of your arms and legs.
So you can change without changing?
You can find cracks in the concrete, places to grow without changing the structure.
I don't think I have any cracks. Let's try the gap test again. See if I can find a lower limit.
I can't do this, I can't do this, I can't do this. All I want is to go home and sleep in my bed and watch DuckTales and hug Mum. They do everything wrong here. I hate it. Ellis, did you get that?
Yes, Viola. A cry within the frequency range of an adolescent emperor penguin.
Can you echolocate it?
No. I cannot echolocate it. I am not a bat.
I think I'd like you more if you were a bat. You could suck my enemy's blood and echolocate things for me.
2 tasks I have no interest in performing. 500 feet north-northwest.
So you did echolocate it?
No. I calculated the cry's position based on audio location. There was no echoing involved.
Pedant.
My inflexibility is my strength.
My flexibility is mine. not literally. I've not dared attempt a backflip since Mills won the gold in 88. I used to love watching the gymnastics, you know. Oh well, can't backflip in the snow anyway. I can see it, Ellis.
How does it look?
Hungry, and admittedly, penguin-like.
But the tracks were far larger, you said.
Yes, well, it is a shape-shifting creature. I think it might have sensed me coming and gone back to attempting camouflage using the last creature it was in close contact with. Electronet. Catch the penguin, zap the penguin. You've got to love the simplicity. Look at you. Aren't you a cute, completely normal penguin? Not at all a cruel, horrifying abomination, are you? Who would even guess you're really...
Commander, you must stop talking. Urgently.
Am I really that annoying?
Stop talking.
Ah. That sounds threatening.
Yes, Commander.
Is it coming from the penguin?
No, Commander. Underneath your feet.
I think I'm going to...
Third pouch on the left, Commander.
This is too slow.
It's like I've just been birthed.
How are you feeling, Commander?
Sort of renewed, like my sins have been washed away.
I was referring to physically.
Three, maybe four broken ribs on my left side. Minor whiplash. Nausea. Did we know CAD-324 could do that?
It's not in the records.
Well, hopefully that hurt it enough for me to... Fuck! Where did that fucking shotgun...
Alice, can you hear me?
Science Officer Seth, your attention is required.
Where'd you go? You vanished for a minute.
Commander Viola was attacked by 3240 outside. I have lost contact with her. I'm initiating a lockdown.
Lockdown? But... You lost contact? What does that mean?
I do not know. I can no longer detect her life signs. I believe her communication device has been damaged. I do not care to speculate any further.
Okay. Okay. What do I do?
There is a backup survival kit in storage room 22A.
I'm going out there. The monster.
Yes.
Okay. Deep breath. Think of the doctor. Fill me in on what happened.
Okay. So I'm not dead. Reassuring. I am hanging upside down, which is a little worrisome. Step one, check for injuries. Right arm broken. Left arm hurts, but not broken. Legs numb, but attached. Left ankle twisted. Two lacerations on torso, no longer bleeding. Ribs. Fuck. Ribs still broken. Memory fuzzy. Possible concussion. Probable concussion. Left glove missing, frostbite on three fingers. Will probably require amputation. Communicator broken. Can't see my pack in the immediate vicinity, but my pockets haven't been emptied, which is something. Okay. Plan. Escape. Capture monster. Rip Ryle's lower intestine out of his... well, his most convenient hole. can't think. I can hardly breathe. I'm going to die.
That's no way to talk, is it?
Oh, fuck.
Flares? Check. Knife? Check. Chipper attitude in the face of danger? Work in progress. Ellis, I'm ready.
Seth, I believe you have forgotten something.
Ellis, you just watched me double check 5 times. I've even got the emergency poncho.
The item is still on the table, Seth.
Oh, that. I'm not taking that.
The Glock 17 Gen 4 is standard issue in the British Armed Forces and highly effective in terms of stopping...
I'm not taking the gun, Ellis.
Seth, it is a required part of the survival kit to carry at least one firearm during a lockdown. Per Viola, code update 17,421. I cannot allow you to leave the facility without a firearm whilst lockdown is in effect.
Can't allow. Ellis, I'm not even trained with it. I'd be more of a danger with it than without. Stop being stubborn and let me out.
Science Officer Seth, you are the one who is being stubborn. I could not let you out, even if I wanted to. It is against my coding.
As in, literally?
Yes. In the situation we currently find ourselves, I cannot lift the blast doors without detecting a firearm on your person.
Okay. Minor issue. There's no other way?
I will think about it while you pick up the gun.
Okay. Pick up the gun. Carry it outside. Chuck it. Save Viola. Just pick up the gun. Just reach out your hand towards the gun. Take the gun. It's easy.
Science Officer Seth, are you well?
Yep, I'm great. Just betraying all my morals. Jess is a little tight. Maybe, is it hot in here? And those sirens, can you turn them down or something? They're really loud.
Science Officer Seth, I believe you are having a panic attack.
Yeah, me too now that you mention it. I'm just going to sit down for a second.
Come on, pocket knife, you can do it. Piece of shit.
Why are you ignoring me?
Because you're a hallucination of a dead person.
How do you know that?
Because I killed you.
You think that would stop me coming to save you? Did it once.
I was a child. I deserved it back then.
You don't deserve to be saved now?
Yes. This is the time for self-reflection. I'm ignoring you again.
Come on, Vi.
Don't call me that. Shit, ignoring you. I seem to be held to the ceiling by a piece of the creature's skin. Because the creature has the ability to morph itself at will and control its skin as a weapon.
Which is?
Interesting.
Nope.
Annoying?
Where did we go wrong with you?
Don't start. I've got to escape before this even becomes necessary, and I think it'll be a lot easier to think when all my blood isn't in my brain.
So how are you going to escape?
Boot knives are inaccessible for obvious reasons. Lost my hip knife in the fight. Backup knife 1 got bent beyond use when I was crushed, and backup knife 2 was in my pack. Pocket knife didn't work. The creature's hide has morphed to become thicker.
Sounds like you need your pack.
Yes, well, it's probably still out in the snow somewhere. I was cocky, and now I'm going to get killed by a polar bear seal adaptation monster.
Like Nicolas Cage. Remember when we watched that movie?
Yes. I didn't care for it. Why can't I think?
You're concussed.
That's never stopped me before.
But how many times has it been, Vi? They pile up like broken noses. Your brain gets a little more crooked every time.
So what? I should give up? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying you're tearing yourself apart. Are you even sure it's worth it anymore? What are you even fighting for?
Ellis? The other day you said there was an issue in Bay 15? Wiring? Could that have prevented any hatches from sealing properly during the lockdown?
I will check now. Yes. I thought it was fixed, but the ants misdiagnosed the issue.
They can do that. I thought they were sort of perfect.
Programs move in mysterious ways, but you will have to move quickly. Now that the problem has been officially diagnosed, I estimate it will be fixed in 2 minutes and 17 seconds.
Bay 15, that's on the other side of the hub, right?
Yes. You need to be quick.
Okay, Alice, can you do me a favour and count from 1 to 5 repeatedly?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I can do this. I can do this.
One minute. 45 seconds. 30 seconds. 15 seconds.
I'm here. Alice, I've got... No.
I will do my best to find another solution, but you may want to return to the storage room and consider your options.
I've never really thought about giving up before. Never really occurred to me.
Never?
I think you taught me too well. I have so much still left to do, you know that. I think about Wuthering Heights a lot.
Not what I was expecting.
I thought maybe I was like Heathcliff, just bitter and angry and willing to do anything. Tear two families apart, destroy lives. I thought for a long time what I wanted was revenge, you know? And I'd get it, and I'd just go. Whatever fire was driving me would finally go out, and I'd get to rest.
Viola, that's a grenade.
Yes, it is. I thought my drive to survive was all about getting me to that one moment. That glory when I saw the thing that took my family away burn. That's what my growth was for. But what I realized, Heathcliff sacrificed pleasure to bring others pain. He spent his whole life a hollow shell looking for revenge. Me? I love being alive. I won't stop until I get everything I have coming to me. And I'll die happy at the age of 90 because I refuse anything less. When the creature spent so long making its skin thick, I didn't think I would use that to my advantage.
You'd never fail to impress me.
Science Officer Seth, I have another solution.
You have?
Yes. However, it will involve...
Whatever it is, I'm in.
Okay. You'll need to move to the waste tank on level 2. Once you are submerged, I will register you as a contaminant and flush you out of the system, into an ice tunnel that will lead you to the surface.
Okay. Great. Wait. Waste tank?
Yes. It is the backup tank, so it is mostly disinfecting agent.
Mostly.
Sometimes there is overflow.
So my choice is to completely go against my morals or get flushed down the loo?
Basically, yes.
Creature's skin got so thick it shielded me from the worst of the blast. Ankles aren't broken, but shit, bruised.
You have a plan?
Yes. You might want to close your eyes. Step 1, bait for the creature. They're going to need amputating anyway. You can't even feel them. It's fine. It's... fine. Step 2, find pack. Listen.
You had a science officer create a frequency only you could hear, so you'd never lose your bag. Smart kid. Softly, softly, disarmy, miney.
He used to say that all the time. Magnet right there in the trigger, then...
bait.
polar bear wars thing. Following my scent like the stupid animal you are. I mean, you can tell the mine is disabled to be a stupid animal. There are tracks, but all you can follow is your nose. And I have 15 different scent-repressing lotions.
Delicious finger.
You're changing, right? Skin thickening. Bones hardening. Adapting. Getting stronger. But all you want is to survive. You barrel ahead, changing into whatever you need to get the next morsel of food. I'm water, baby. You think I'm flowing one way, but underneath, I'm eroding everything that gets in my way. Can't adapt that quickly, can you? Fucker. Always one step ahead.
You know I'm proud of you, right? Everything you've become.
I've become
a hurricane. I really wish I'd been here to see it.
You could stay.
I'm always around, Vi. It's your head.
That's not... Don't go. Don't leave me alone again. Pretty sunrise out here. You'd love it. Never noticed. I think I might just close my eyes for a minute. Comfortable, warm, slow.
Hello?
Sir. Impossible.
Station manager, where are you now?
At least I caught you, babe. Do you have to do that so loudly?
Viola? You're awake?
Just about.
I can't believe you're awake. Ellis, she's awake.
I am aware, Science Officer Seth. I have been monitoring her vitals. She's been awake for about 20 minutes.
20 minutes? Why didn't you say anything?
I was enjoying the quiet and hoping maybe there would be a tearful plea for my swift recovery. Perhaps a discovery of religion. Some bedside prayer never hurt anyone.
You wish. You're awful.
Did you get CAD-3240 in safely?
Yes. Currently it's in holding whilst a cell is being prepared on level 3. Ellis has fixed you up as best they can. Even grew you some new fingers, part machine and everything. I got you just in time. If it had been any longer, you would have...
You got me. That's what matters.
You're also on a lot of painkillers, which I think is why you're holding my hand.
Good. I do feel a little loopy. Anything else to report?
I've started a new case study. 9494.
Oh, with the eyes?
Yeah. I realised. Sometimes you have to bend.
And there is one more important matter.
I don't know if we need to do it right now, Alice. She's just woken up.
Do what right now?
She is currently bedbound.
Alice, I don't think...
Seth.
I can handle this. I'm high. I'm self-actualized.
Okay. You start. My sonic's in my bag.
The year. 1322. The battle of Garnage. But things are not as they should be. Daleks have invaded.
Maybe I'm still dying in the snow? Please?
Interesting. I wouldn't expect these readings here, at the Battle of Boroughbridge in 1322.
What readings would those be, Doctor?
Daleks.
No.
Science Officer Seth, I believe the creature you are looking for is two corridors adjacent.
I know. I don't start my shift for another 10 minutes. I've just been watching 0588 and assigning yoga poses and stretches to its movements. Sort of flowing along, I guess. I'll be on time, don't worry.
Of course. Enjoy your yoga.
I didn't think it would happen, but I'm starting to like it here. Really like it. I miss Mummy and Daddy, but these people are nice too. I didn't think I could ever get used to it, but I'm here. They let me watch Doctor Who in the evening, which is nice, and eat ice cream. My new sister is cool too. She loves space as much as me. Her name is Jamila. We're going to be astronauts. Have to go now. Love, Bree. Oh, Seth. I thought maybe you and I were the same. Rahil, I see you're well.
Viola, it took you long. What happened?
Your little not a challenge turned out to be a bit of a challenge.
GAD 3240 did that to you?
Yes. And I'm keeping it.
Keeping it?
3240. I'm keeping it, and I've prepared a list of CADs I know you have that I want sent over ASAP.
Viola, I'm sorry.
There's no such thing. Goodbye, Rahil. Tartarus Episode 5, Bonfire Heart, was written by Ryan James. Producer and head writer, Kitto Madrill. Producer and director, Janet Lala Hamblin. Bree Lake was voiced by Millie Hall. Ellis by Ara Collins. Viola by Janet Lala Hamblin. Agent by Lena Wakayama. Rahil by Sushant Adlaka. CAD 3240 by Theodore Zephyr. Narrator by Oliver Jupiter Gibb. With sound editing by Janet Lala Hamblin, music by Russ Evans, logo by Sky Blue Scott Moon, and promotional artwork by Richard Jeffers. Story consultant, Arthur Greenhalf. This episode used sound effects from freesound.org. Full attributions are linked in the episode description. Tartarus, created by Kitto Madrill and Millie Hall. If you've enjoyed this episode of Tartarus, please tell someone you know about it. Or someone you don't. Maybe call up a coworker and tell them you have an amazing audio drama you'll share with them, if they agree to hunt down an escaped monster for you. Or you can always leave us a rating and review on your podcast app. Thank you for listening. Special thanks to our Indiegogo contributors, Timothy Diaz, Crawford Payton, E.L. Thackeray, Kiran Nihalani, A. Madrill, Kelly Parker, Claudia Elvidge, Mr. Joshua Smith, Oliver Cuenca, Georgina Akim-Hubble-Simpson, Catherine Kofer, Daniel Gore, Helen T. Carpy, S.P. Fetter, Pat Shuns, Stephen Brown, Steph, Françoise Lasny, David Madrill and Gillian Madrill.